Vayere Elov Hashem Be'ilayne Mamre. Hashem appeared to Avram Ne'ilayne Mamre. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oyel Kichayim Hayayim. Avram Avinu was sitting by the opening of his tent when the day was hot. A lot of halachas that are learned out over here, the Chofetz Chaim. He learns out a lot of halachas from me in Hilchas Achnosis Orchim and Chasodim. So Sefer Kilos Yitzchak asks a question: why did the Torah choose B'davki, this matzav here, to tell us about the Chasodim of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu did Chesed Mamish from the beginning. That's the way he was Makara of people. A lot of Achnosis Orchim. So what's up is over here, the Torah's Marach with Achnosis Orchim. Later on it says Vayita Eshel. Rashi says Achilosh, Sia, Levoya. So he was always Makabal Orchim. So what's up is Davka, the Torah chose over here to teach us about Rikas, the Indian of his Achnosis Orchim. Says the Kilos Yitzchak says there's a Musa Haskalovia, but there are Klal, people that are invested in a certain kind of Avodah or a certain kind of Chesed. They're busy with this chesed and they're not able to look at other chesed. For example, a fellow needs a place and only collecting for a chasna. So you come to somebody, you say, can you help out? I'm busy with taking care of the Eruv, you know, so I can't be handling this now. Come to another guy on the Chevra Kaddish, I'm saying, I'm busy with the Chevra Kaddish. I'm with Chevra Mal B'Sharumim, you know. The other guy is with Chevra Samech Neiflin. Everybody has their, you know, excuse why they can't be part of it. So the Torah tells us over here, Avraham Avinu had the biggest excuse possible. He was Isaac in his bris milah with Shloisha Lemilasa. He was 100 years old. Shloisha Lemilasa, he was in terrible tzar. It was a heat wave, Shane Kamayu. Avraham Avinu could have said, you know, I'm Isaac now with my milah, whatever, and then Pikuch, not whatever it is. Hey, Avraham Avinu went out and he ran to find guests. He saw there was no guests. First he sent Eliezer and Eliezer couldn't find anybody. He didn't trust Eliezer. He went out himself to look for it until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him guests. In other words, yeah, he was a chapat al pi halacha, sure. But he went anyway. So Hashem sent it to him. So a person should not look for pturim. A person, and here al pi din he was potter. You know, there's many times where Alpidin were not Pater, we look for Pturim. Torah's telling us over here, you have to come to the call of Chesed and not look for excuses. So, Mary the Kemaisi.
But all mitzvahs are just for Chesed,
right? Oh, there is a cloud called Ha'isik of a mitzvah, Pater, and a mitzvah. But if it's Efshel L'Kaim Shneim, a person has to, you know. So, Mary the Kemaisi, it was a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. You know, you recently David Grosser from Migdala Emek. His father was a goyin of Yisrael Grossman, a big goyin and a tzaddik, and he was a confidant of the Briskarov. Briskarov used to send him on shlichs, and he trusted him tremendously. Kitzam Isaac, there was this big askin in Yerushalayim that was Isaac with a Talmud Chacham needed an operation, and this askin was Isaac with getting money, a lot of money was needed. So he comes over to Yisrael Grossman. He says, could you go to the Briskarov for a large nedava? So he looks at him, the Briskarov for a large nedava, like, you know, Briskarov has no money. He says, he loses a life of pastor Shankum. Where's he going to get the money from? It was a very good time. But this Askin was a very persistent guy. You know, he's a mover and a shaker. And he, you know, once he got this idea in his head, you know, you couldn't get him off your back. And he kept on bugging him and bugging him and bugging him. You know, and he says, Svamish is a shal pikuch nefesh. So, but the less brave, Yisrael couldn't get him off his back. And he's chittering to go to the Briskarov. What's the Briskarov's reaction going to be? You know, he asked for a large donation. You know, he mentioned an amount of money. So he comes to the Briskarov and he says that, you know, he's asking Isaac for a yid and he needs money for an operation. And he asked if the Rav could give X amount of. So Rav looks at him like, where did he see that I'm such a big veer? From the beautiful furniture that I have over here, from the tables, from the chairs. Like, where did he see that I'm a veer? You know, he had a single time in that. He asked me such a that. So Rav felt like 2 cents. He asked for Achilles. I told him that, and I told him, and he wouldn't even cobble no for an answer. The only reason I was asking him to come, because he said it was a Suffolk Pikuach and that, for example. That's the way they left it. Early the next morning, Rabbi Shrull hears some movement outside his door. someone's rustling over there, he opens up the door to a false olivechi, the risker of son. And he hands him an envelope with the amount of money that he has. So he said, my father had no menucha the entire night. Hayoyis, you mentioned that there was a shayla pikuach nefesh. He couldn't sleep, he couldn't, so he went out and he borrowed the money. That's shot someone that he feels an achrayus. Basically, he's just asking, Mustafa must have known the briskara very well. And he understood. But that's the pshat, someone that doesn't shirk achrayus. He said, pikuach nefesh, he went out and he borrowed the money. He didn't have the money, he went out and he borrowed the money. That's a lesson that we can learn from over here. Vayere lov Hashem be'loine mamre. So Rashi brings down, why is it mentioned here, e'loine mamre? Hu shenosen loy eitza al hamila. Mamre gave Avram an eitza on the mila l'fichoch niglo e'lov b'chelke. You do the kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, es halech l'fanai ve'ye samim. Avram Avinu that's so moser to the word of Hashem, he has to go out and ask, should I do it? Is it really a good idea? He has to ask the goyim, I mean, what's going on here? There's numerous truths that are said. The Maral says the Torah is a chas v'sholom. Avram Avinu did not have a suffix that he was going to be mekayim this. And he didn't have to ask Anar Eshkol and Mamre, should he be mekayim it or not? Nor was. Avram Avinu did something outside of Yosef Tev when he came to Kiddush Shem Shamayim. He knew that the Litzonei Hador would say, Avram Avinu, Avram, you know, he hears a message and he hops in a tank, he didn't think it over, nothing, and boom, and he goes and he does this crazy thing of mutilating himself. So this Avram Avinu Bedavka wanted to show the shot of shot that he hopped up an attack. He thought it over, he spoke it over with people, and he even knew that they were going to say no, but he was planning on doing it anyway. No, he wanted it to become known that it's not the pshat that he did it, you know, without thinking or suddenly. He thought it over, he spoke it over, and he did it anyway. Similarly, the Maral says that later on by Akedas Yitzchak, it says that it took Avraham Avinu 3 days to get to Har HaMoriah. Eliezer, next week's parasha, Kvitzes HaDerech. You know, he made it right away, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make it, that Avraham Avinu should have Kvitzes HaDerech. It should have to take him 3 days. So he says, for that very same reason, Lekadei Shem Shemayim. Because people would say, the Litzana would say, yeah, you know, he hears this thing and he's crazy idea, didn't think it over, he jumped into it without any thought. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 3 days. He was able to do it mitoch Yishev Hadas, and he did it anyway. And that time, the Satan had plenty of time. And he tried mamish, he worked full blast, 24 hours a day, trying to convince Avram not to do it, and Alpha Pekin Avram did it. That's the pshat. Same thing happened by the Akedah. Ve'ekho paslecha, I'll take bread. And what does it say at the end? Ve'el ha'bokar rotz Avram. He said, I'll bring some bread. And what did he end up doing? He ended up shechting 3 cows. So Chazal learned from over here that tzaddikim say a little bit and they say a lot. I'm sorry, tzaddikim say a little bit and they do a lot. And Rishoim lehepach, Rishoim, they say a lot and they do a little bit. So what's the Indian? What is this midah of say a little bit and do a lot? So it's a Mishnah Masechta Sabbath, the first perek, Mishnah Yadal Shama Yoimer, and Mor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. So Rabbeinu Yain over there says 2 angles of what this Indian is of saying a little bit and doing a lot. Number one, it's Miderech HaMusr V'HaChasidus. To say a little bit and to do a lot. So I saw a pshat from Simcha Zizel Breide, the Tzadik Levracha, is Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. He says that it's derech tznius and hanova not to speak about your actions. It's derech hanova, you know, don't build up your actions. You say a little bit, what you end up doing, right? But talking about it and speaking about it is really more of a derech gaiva. So miderech midas v'hatznius, it's better a person should not say so much. Then he says, it's a midah which is daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Where do you see it's a midah daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he says, v'gamas agoy asher yavoidu don onoichi. He said it in 2 words. In that don onoichi, was hat gelegen, kam a makis, eser makis, and he said, machloik is how many makis were there. You know, mamish, two words, dono noichi, and mamish. And based on that, Rasadi Goin says, if you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said two words, and look at everything that came out. So the Nevi'im that speak about lost love, mamish, over and over again, could you imagine what the Nisim are going to be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only says a little bit, compared to what he says, he does a lot. So what's the Sinyim Yitzhar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Inyan is, because if you say a lot, you're embarrassing the person that you're doing it for. No, in other words, it's just a little embarrassing. You're telling him, I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for you. So the fellow, so this is Mitzad the Makabal. The first one is Mitzad the Noisen, that the Noisen should not be a Balgaivit. Over the second one is Mitzad the Makabal. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. I once heard from our Rav Zelig Berkowitz Shlita, he said over from Rosh Raga Feivel Mendelovich, Gevaldig is psychological word. Rosh Raga Feivel says, when you start talking about something, you feel like you already did it. I know it's like that with going on a diet. You know, you speak about going on a diet, I'm going to do this, I'm going to buy, yeah, and this is what I'm going to eat, and you feel like you already lost 50 pounds. Just talking about it, then you don't end up doing it because you lost it speaking about it. When a person speaks about something, he feels like he already did it, and then he loses that, his iris to do it. Better don't speak about it. Let the actions be the Hesiris. Don't lose the Hesiris with the speech. It's a Mayudikib Shah, the Amor Ma'at Vaseharbe. It's to come to a second psychological word. Mayudikib Shah, that I had tremendous simcha from. Now, Yaymar Hashem al Avram. Long was it Tzocha Kosora Lamar? Why did Sarah Imenu, why did Sarah live saying, Hav umna mele, and he's a kanti? But chache Sarah lemer loy tzochokti, ki yoreya, she was afraid. Vayayimer loy ki tzochokti. So first of all, the shaylas you do, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that she lived, she lived. So how's it shayach that Sarah Imenu, the tzadekas that she was, Hashem says you lived. How can you say no to Hashem? That's number one. Number two, what's Pshat Kiyoreya? Because she was afraid. Because she was afraid. Pastor me, she was afraid of Avram. So because she had a discomfort of being made that she left in front of Avram, she lied, she denied the whole thing. A regular person doesn't lie. So she says, sorry, Emmanuel has a shayach to say such a thing. So I saw a Moedik Pshat with the Hagdama of a Maisa. It was a Yid that lived in Eretz Yisrael. His name was a Rav Berlstein. He was a menahel in the Talmud Torah, the Rechoshev Yid. He was a Ger Rechoshev. So when he was a bocher, he learned in the yeshiva in Tel Aviv, Chidush Yerim. The Ger yeshiva, still today in Tel Aviv. He learned there. Wasn't a big yeshiva then yet. And one Erev Shabbos in the morning, it was Parshas Vayera, a Litvish looking Yid, turns up in the yeshiva, he has a bard, with a Kapote, he looked like a Talmud Chacham, a Litvish Talmud Chacham. He turns up in yeshiva, the Bachram are wondering, Malul, a Litvish person turning up in the Gary yeshiva. Okay, fine, good. Afterwards, he asks this Berlstein, can he bring him a Sfas Emes? So he brings him a Sfas Emes, and he asks him, what's up, a Litvish Yid with a Sfas Emes? She says, Elamai, so who should learn Sfas Emes? He says, a younger bacher could understand Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is moly with Godish, with Bekiyas, with Chazalin, with Chochmis, with Mises, you know. Someone that already learned a little bit could delve into it. A younger bacher, he opens up Sfas Emes, Parshas Vayera, and he asks this kasha. Number one, if Hashem said that she left, how does he say she didn't? And Kiyoreya, because she was afraid of Avram, like, what's the pshat? So he says, this elder Yid was masbit him. He says, lately there's a new chachma that was mischadish and developed as the chachma of psychology. He says, not from a Yid, it's the one that was Sigmund Freud he was talking about. It's mischadish the zinyan of psychology. And he was mischadish a yisoid, that a person has a conscious and a subconscious. There's what he knows, what's in his mind that he could recall right now, but there are certain things that are beneath the surface that he doesn't even realize is there. And this motivates him to do certain things. He doesn't even realize that it motivates him to be afraid of certain things, to be active in certain things. The subconscious works very much on a person. That's Yisayid number one, that he was Mechadish. Yisayid number two, that he was Mechadish, is a lot of times, why does a person push things to the subconscious, from the conscious to the subconscious? Because he's frightened by something, and he can't face that thing. So immediately he pushes it immediately to the subconscious, and it leaves the conscious. This is what he was Mechadish. So this Elter Yid said, that that's the pshat over here in Ki Oreya. Ki Oreya doesn't mean she was afraid of Avraham Avinu. Name. But Ptachachai Sora Ki Oreya, when she first left, she hopped herself right away. What did I do? I doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So she right away did tshuva. And from the pachad of doing the Aveira, she banished it to her subconscious. Ad kidei kach, that she totally forgot about. So Mimeil, when she said, Woytzachokti, she was telling the Yemes. There's a halacha taka that the Rishonim bring down. If a fellow makes a shvu and he forgot, he's out over on the shvu. So the Torah is being made on her Ki Oreya. Her Yira was so great that L'chitchila when she lived, she had such a pachad, and she did tshuva right away, that it was banished to her subconscious. So she taka wasn't lying. HaKadosh Baruch says she did, but she wasn't lying, because she totally forgot about it, because she couldn't face up to the fact that she did it. And this is why the Mefarshim asks, why does the Torah tell us this? It's time to be Mavaza Sarah. Adarabah is telling us the Maila of Sarah. Her Yira was so great, and she did tshuva right away, that she banished it to her subconscious, that she didn't even remember that she did it. I'd count the words of this Yid. So this is Berlstein had a Zayd that lived in Tel Aviv. Gerichos, the Talmud of the Sfasemis. And on Erev Shabbos, he used to lock himself in his house. He used to go to the mikveh. And in his house, he used to sit and learn a whole day the parasha with Zayir HaKadosh, with the Midrashim, with Sfasemis. And he had a Seder to learn with the Zayd, the Sfasemis, Erev Shabbos. Comes to the Zayd. He says, Zayd, he says, every Shabbos, you do the saying of the Sfasemis. Today, I'd like to explain the Sfasemis. So he opens up to this Sfasemis. This is Beryl, out of all the Sfasemis, says, you picked this one, this is Mamish, I never understood Pshat, it's like Chinese, you're picking this? So he told him over this Pshat. So he says, Beryl, that's not your Pshat, you heard it somewhere. Where do you hear this Pshat? So he says, there was an Elter Litvish Yid, you know, that was in Yeshiva today, and he told us the Pshat. The lady gets up, come, let's go, we're going somewhere, come with me. So Zaydi, you don't leave the house on Erev Shabbos. He says, come, I'll be mazbe to you already. He says, I heard a couple of days ago that there was a ship arriving from Europe. This was 1942, this Maisa happened. And there were refugees from Europe. And now that you tell me this, I estimate the Panavisharov has an old mother living right near the yeshiva. I estimate, I know that the Pondavizhirov, I still remember from Europe, he was very much Mechavav, the Sefer Sfasemis, and he was Isaac in it very much. So I estimate that this Elter Litvish Yid must be the Pondavizhirov, and he slept by his mother's house, and he picked the first yeshiva. He doesn't care if it's a chassid yeshiva, any yeshiva by him is kosher. Let's go. You know, Hagama have a Kabbalah not to leave the house, a Bradas to visit someone like the Pondavizhirov, the Nether. You know, and Aldas Hachi, I never made such a letter. Sure enough, they went to the house, they visited the mother, knocked on the door, and the Panavisharov was there, and that was the Yid. The Panavisharov said over this shot. But I forgot to mention a point. He wasn't Mazbe the Sasemis al Pi Sigmund Freud. He said Rishol Salanter was long ago Mechadish, this he said, way before Sigmund Freud. And the Sfasemis wrote this before Sigmund Freud came along. That means one of the inyonim in Musar, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was Mechadish, is that there's a conscious, and beneath the surface there's a subconscious, and the Yetzirah works on that inner, what's beneath the surface. And Musar, if you learn it with Hespaulus, you learn it with a Regesh, you're able to bring out whatever's hidden inside, and you'll be able to identify it, and that way you're able to fight against the sun. He says, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it long before him. I rather once saw from Rabbi Yankov, I think he writes it in Emes Li Yankov al HaTorah. He says anything that the goyim were mechadish are the shirayim of what Yidden had. L'moshel, when the Vua became bottled during Bayis Rishon, it was around that Kufa that the Greeks came with their philosophy, with their chokhmas. That was the Abizrayu, the leftovers. We had the Chochmah El Yoyna, so they took Zaytig and Chochmas. And he says that after Yisrael Salanta was Machalish Musur, so the psychologists came and they took over the Shirayim. But a lot of the Yesoidis, if they are MS, that was Neschadish Ali Dei Rabbi Yisrael and the Musazach. And here's a perfect example. It's a Gevaldig Yipshat. Okay. Vayomer Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zak ha-zdoim va-amoyro ki rabo, va-chatosom ki chovda mo'id, erduno ve-ere. Let me go down and see ha-kitza-akosa ha-bo elai osu. Call it. If takis like they did, then I will destroy you. V'mlo yedo, if not, I'll know what to do. Rechaim HaKadosh tells him, what is this lotion of Yerida? Erduno. I should go down. Hashem has to go down. The whole world is like nothing to him. She has to go down. What's the union of Erdana over here? She says, I'm married to Kipshat. Rechaim HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was media to us over here, the Seder with which he handles with the Bruyim, Al Tzad HaChesed, Favos. The Ikar HaDin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would really go Al Pi Midas HaDin, the Gemara says in the Masechet Tzibah V'Kama Daf Pei Gimel, if somebody is mevayish and adam gadol, so it's a tremendous bush. He has to pay lefi the godless of the person he's mevayish. So if we do an avlat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefi the rum alosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the repercussions should be no revayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas chazdei says, erdan or be'er. I'm going to lower myself. I'm not going to be dan you. Lefi the hasogis of knowing who I am, Lufi, the high madrega of the begam that you did, I'm going to go down and I'm going to judge you normally like one person does an avla to another. Ke'en zeh, Dovin HaMelech says in Tehillim Kapitel Samach Beis, Ulecho Hashem Chesed, for you Hashem Chesed, ki ato teshalom le'ish kema'aseyu. You pay back a person according to his actions. Why is that a chesed? It sounds like this. What's l'cha Hashem chesed? So the reason the Rebbe says, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go al pi ikar ha-din, the pagam that we make with an averus pagam, the highest, you know, the highest mekaymus in Shemayim. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He knows that we don't know what we're doing. He knows that we don't understand how vite the pagam ha-chei goes. So he's m'shalom k'maseh l'fi the simple ma'aseh, not taking into consideration the pagam it makes in the Olam Hazeh Yayinim. The reason they gave a marshal, a fellow, an oni, came to the home of a gvir. Please help me, I need a place to stay, I need a place to eat. They take in the oni, and they give him mamish, a suda, shleiva, b'shaita, with all the delicacies. And then they give him a suite on the second floor, you know, with a bedmate or whatever. They treated him so nicely. When the oni's ready to leave, he needs something to tie up all his chafetzim. So there's a rope sticking out of the floor. So he cuts off the rope, and all of a sudden, crash, the chandelier down there below, it crashes, mamash. So the Bnei Abayis, they want to kill the guy. What'd you do over here? We treated you nicely, you know, you cut down the thing, what'd you do? The Baal Abayis understood that this oni had no idea that this rope is connected to the chandelier. He had no idea the poil yoitz of what he's going to do. So no, he was mamayit in the avla. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. When we're doing an avera down here, we cause things to crash up there. It has a pagam in the Olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. Ki l'cho Hashem chesed. Ki ato teshalom l'ish k'maseyu. You pay back a person l'fi his ma'aseh. After Avraham Avinu, pleased with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Imam says, Vayigash, he stepped forward to wage a war on behalf of his daim. Ula yeshom chamishim. Hashem says, there's chamishim. Not going to do anything. Maybe there's less. And every time he's asking for more and more. After he was finished, it says, Vayelech Hashem kashakilu l'daber el Avram. And Hashem left after he finished speaking to Avram. V'Avram shov l'mkaymei. And Avram returned to his place. So I saw in the Sefer, Divrei Yecheskel, Yecheskel Shinover, the son of the Divrei Chaim, Yecheskel Shinover says in Mari the Kipshat, he said, Avram Avinu put his whole mamish heart and soul into this discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalei, Ulai Eitz Chamishim. Sorry. Ulai. Sorry. Hey, mamish. So at the end of the conversation, you think Avraham Avinu, his mom would be devastated, it would be a shrashless and avoida, shteit v'Avraham shov l'mkaymei. He went back to the same makom where he was, l'chadchila, there was no shrashless. He made his shtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's now finished. But that in no way affected his avoida. I remember years ago, if you remember the tragedy with the fellow Nachshon Waxman, in Eretz Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar, a soldier that was taken captive, and they tried getting in, everybody davened, it was tefillos mamish nitshayach, and Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he was killed. So the reporters, you know, the Chiloni reporters, the secular reporters, they want to get their jabs in. Rather, his parents went around, mamish makadosh shem shamayim, they went around speaking, and they went around. So the reporters asked the father, he says, you know, you all prayed. And look, you weren't answered. So the father answered in Tamimus. Hashem did answer us. Of course he did. He said no. Finished. He says, that's also an answer. Not always do we get what we ask for. But in no way does that mean that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is any less. A child asks his father, Tati, Tati, I want you to buy me this and this and this and this. So if the father says no in any way, it minimizes his love. Adarab. A lot of times because he loves the child, he has to say no. It's the same thing. Hashem said no. And that's the pshat over here. Avram shov l'mkaymei. He went back to the original spot. There was no hisrashlus whatsoever. Finish off with the vart. It says, by the Akedah, by Yikra elov malach Hashem in Hashemayim, Malach called out. He says, ki ata yodati, now I know, ki rei elikim ata, v'loi chosachta es bincha es yichidcha mimeni. You did not hold back your son, your only one, from me. So the gross medagdik, what do you mean? It wasn't the question of shechting his son to the malach. It's the malach talking right now. So why is he saying mimeni? So positive shot is that the malach is talking, you know, on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the emesis though, the gross asks, what the Torah should have said was, Nu'um Hashem. The same way at the end it says Nu'um Hashem. So here if he's speaking on behalf of Hashem, he should have said Nu'um Hashem. So why does it say Belo Chasach Tz Bintcha Sichidcha Mimeni? So the Vilna Gaon says it's a Dover Yadua that from every mitzvah that we do, we create a malach. And based on how we do the mitzvah, with the amount of zrizus, with the amount of kavana, with the amount of simcha, that's how the malach is created. If we do it with zrizus and besimchut kavana, you have a starke malach. If you do it with the hisrashlus, with laziness, and not with such simcha, it's a different kind of a malach. So the malach that was talking to Avraham Avinu now was the malach that was created by this mitzvah. And Mameli says, "Ato yadati kireil kem ato, v'loi chosachtas binchas yichidcha." How do I know that? Mimeni, from me myself. I see from my koiches, I see from the strength that I have, that what you put into this mitzvah, you did it b'zrizus, you did it b'simcha, you did it b'kavona mamish in ganzen. So how do I know that? Mimen. I know it from my egg in the koiches, I know. Those of the Vilna Gaon. In Shabbos.
Did you say that from a stable with Hashem?